We ended off yesterday with the Gemara having said that glass kalim have tumah like metal kalim. So the Gemara now asks, if that's true, then the halacha is that a metal keli that was broken down. So if it was a tummy metal keli that was broken apart, loses its din of tumah, it's no longer a keli. But if it's reconstructed into a keli, it gets the tumah like it had before it was ever broken down. The same halacha should apply to glass also, if glass is treated like metal kalim. And yet we see that that is not the halacha by glass kalim. When a glass keli is broken down and then reconstructed, it does not get its old tumah back. So why is that so? Or says the reason is because the whole tumah after reconstructing a metal keli that it gets back its old tumah is only a drabbanon. The whole tumah on glass kalim is also only a drabbanon. So on the glass kalim, which is only drabbanon, we're not going to put another drabbanon and say that it goes back to its old tumah. Murray asked, the halacha is that by metal kalim, even if it doesn't have a base kibble, even if it's just a flat piece of metal, it also has a din of tumah. That's tumah deraiser. So by glass, when it's flat, when it's without a base kibble, we should be geyser on glass to be like metal, and therefore it should be tumah even without a base kibble. Since that's a din of metal kalim deraiser. Murray answers, the rabbanon did not want to put tumah on such a glass kalim because it wanted to differentiate to show that glass kalim, the tumah on glass kalim is only the rabbanon to make sure that in case it touches truma or kachim, the truma kachim should not be burned based on the touching of a tumah glass kalim because that whole tumah is only the rabbanon. Ravashi answers that in truth, glass kalim is not compared to metal kalim. Rather, it's compared. The reason why it becomes tumah is because we treat it like an earthenware kalim, and that answers the last two questions. And the reason we asked yesterday, we said if it's like an earthenware kalim, then it should not become tumah by being touched by a dover tumah on the outside, like an earthenware kalim also wouldn't become tumah. So glass kalim also should not. And yet we learned that it is. Ravashi says the reason why it becomes tumah when it's touched on the outside with a dover tumah is because glass is clear, and therefore the inside looks like the outside. It's visible, just like the inside, and therefore we are geyser tumah even when it touches it on the outside. The Braisa brought down in yesterday's Gemara, or 2 days ago's Gemara, said that Shimon ben Shotach was geyser tumah on metal kalim. In fact, the Gemara, that's metal tumah on metal kalim is deraisa. It's not a gzeira of Shimon ben Shotach. Mari answers Shimon ben Shotach was geyser that if you have a tumah metal keli, which was then broken down and made useless, so it's not a keli anymore. Now you reconstruct it into a keli again, then it gets back its old tumah that it had when it was originally a keli. That is the gzeira of Shimon ben Shotach. Gemara explains the reason for the gzeira was because if people could just take their kelim and break them down and be metarim in that way, no one's ever going to use the parah aduma for kelim anymore, and that all the halachas will be of the parah aduma being used for kelim will be forgotten, and that's why they were gzeira that it gets back its old tumah. Murray asks, that only explains the reason for the gzeira when there's a keli that's tummy mace. What about a keli that's tummy through some other ways? Why are there abundant geyser tumma over there? Tumma yeshana, what we call the old tumma that it had originally. Why are we geyser in that case as well? Abaya says we were geyser because we were afraid that but people are just going to make holes in their kalim, in their metal kalim, to make them ice keli and then fix them, but they're not going to make the hole big enough to begin with, so in truth it never became ice keli, and therefore it never lost its real din of tumah. That's why, Zokta Abaya, that the Rabbanim were geyser, and they said it keeps its old tumah because we were afraid that people would not deconstruct the keli enough. Rava said the reason is because if you allow the kalim to become tar and stay tar when you make a hole in them and then you fix them, so then they can be used that same day, whereas a kalim that you put into the mikveh can't be used until nightfall, until the Harav Shemesh. So people are going to see, they know the kalim is tummy, and then they're going to see it being used later that day for taras. They're going to think that, you know, that kalim don't need Harav Shemesh. So to prevent that, they were geyser that it gets its old tumah and you have to go to the mikveh, and therefore it needs Harav Shemesh. The difference between these answers would be where you took the kalim and you really totally flattened it out, so it doesn't even look like the old keli anymore, and you reconstitute it. According to Abaya, still you have the gzeira that maybe someone's not going to do it properly. But according to Rava, at this point, no one's going to look at that and think it was the same keli that was tummy before, and therefore you would not have this gzeira. Gemara moves on now to say the next one of the 18 gzeiras that were decided in the attic of Hanani Mechizkiya ben Garan. Gemara brings a Mishnah, Legabi Mayim Shuvim, says if someone puts a keli underneath a pipe that's carrying rainwater and he catches the rainwater in that keli, so that keli is Mayim Shuvim. That's if he put it there with the intent to catch the rainwater. But if someone forgot a keli there under the pipe, and therefore, so it unintentionally caught the rainwater. Beis Hillel say that's not she'uvim. Beis Shammai say that is still called mayim she'uvim. So this is one of the gzeiros that they were geyser like Beis Shammai to say that it is she'uvim in this case. Rabbi Yosi actually said that this machlok still stands, and therefore it was not one of those gzeiros, one of those 18 gzeiros of that day. Rashi said and Yeshiva Rade said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel actually both agree that if the keli was left under the pipe when it was very cloudy and threatening to rain, but it didn't rain, but then later on it rained, so you know, without ever clearing up in between, that everyone would agree that's mayim she'uvim, even though he had forgotten that he left it there, but still his original intent is still there. If he put the keli there and it was a clear sky and he forgot that he put the keli there, and then later on it got cloudy and started to rain, everyone would agree that's not mayim she'uvim. The chloikis is where he put it there when the sky was all cloudy and he forgot it there. Then it cleared up. And now it got, then it came back, the clouds, and then it rained. So in that case, Beis Shammai say that his original intention is to make a mayim shuvim, therefore it still sticks. Beis Hillel say his original intention became bottle when the sky is cleared, and therefore this is a new sort of matziv, and therefore it would not be mayim shuvim. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, who says this was not one of the 18 gzeiros, so he's missing one from the number, what will he put instead? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, he holds, Rabbi Yosi will say that the gzeira, that a baby girl kuti has a din of anida, even when she's still in the crib, an infant, that is a gzeira that they made that day in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah.